In the Hebrew Bible, the Shema is very central, where it says, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. But then the next verse defines one's relationship to the Lord. V'ahavta et Adonai v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'udecha. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And then in Leviticus, we have these words, V'ahavta et re'echa kamocha, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. These two great commandments, the relationship vertically that we are to have with the Lord, and the relationship horizontally by loving our neighbor as ourselves, were reiterated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he was asked which of the 613 commandments implied in the question, do we observe? And Jesus said these wonderful words when asked that question, that if you bring these two commandments together, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your understanding. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like to it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In these, he says, in these two commandments, all the law and the prophets hang together. This is quoted in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. How wonderful it is to hear these words re-echoed again by our Lord Jesus Christ, that the bottom line of life is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. That's the vertical part. And then the horizontal part, to love our neighbor as ourselves. It is interesting that in the Didache, which is a first century document written around 70 to 150 AD, these very words were picked up in the very first chapter as the essence of what a Christian preparing for baptism should observe. In the discussion of the Didache in chapters 1 to 6, there is the way of life and the way of death. And the way of life encompasses first and foremost these two great commandments. It begins, that is, the Didache begins, Chadoi duo esi, mia tes zoes, kai mia tu thanatu, diaphora de pale metaxu ton duo chadon. There are two ways. The first is of life, and or one of life, and one of death. And there is a great difference between the two ways. Chemenun chadas tes zoes estin alte proton agapeses tantaan tan poiesanta se. Therefore, the way of life is this. First, you shall love God who made you. And then, deuteron, second, tan plesiansu chos autan. Second, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Panta dechase anthelese megenestai soi kaisu alo me poie. And all things whatsoever you would not be done to you, also you do not to another. And then it goes on to describe how you love your neighbor as yourself by blessing and not cursing others and so forth. What is striking to me is that the very bottom line of the Word of God, both Old and New Testament, and the beginning of a document that was very well known in the early times, right after the time of the apostles, is the summation which our Lord highlighted: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and then to love our neighbor as ourselves. May we live our lives applying these two great commandments as our Lord Jesus has instructed us, in our love for Him and in our obedience to His word.